Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef coming up. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. Start writing with the birthdays. Hello, gentlemen. My amazing grandson, Riley, is having a birthday today. He is a huge fan of the Men's Room, so I was hoping give him a shout-out. He had a tough year, as had all of us, and could use a little pep talk from Coach Ted, reminding him the quad season and the Oregon sand dunes is just around the corner. You guys have an amazing show. Thanks for what you do. That from Grandpa.
Quad season, huh? Oregon sand dunes. Part of being a good coach is knowing your limitations. I don't drive these things, but I have an assistant coach, Mike Hawk, in here. Mike Hawk, coach him up.
All right, what you got to do when you get on out there, make sure that you keep that quad clean. That sand's going to get up in there. It's going to get in the engine. It's going to rot the entire thing out. Make sure you keep it clean. Keep your eyes on the sand. Keep yourself hydrated. You're out in the middle of the desert, man. Keep the water in your veins and keep the wheels on the ground.
Where does one wash the sand off in the middle of the desert? Are there random hoses laying around?
Exactly. They got a lot of hoses there at the launch point, so you can
Okay.
Mike, you got you covered, man.
Okay, I didn't know.
Is it a desert or like sand dunes by the beach?
Yeah, it's by the beach. Mm. It's still hot out there.
It's down there by Cruz Bay, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All of which all is today is my friend Jordan's 26th birthday. Can I get Coach Ted hyping him and the boys up for snowboarding?
Oh, yeah.
As well as some thrill shotgun gets. And your penis is too small. Thank you guys for always keeping the drive home and from work entertaining. That from Josh.
Get.
Snowboarding. Get. Snowboarding. That's a sport I like. Haven't done it in years, but try it again and probably break my knee. Anyhow, here's the thing about snowboarding, Coach remembers. Whether you're regular or goofy, there's one important part of snowboarding. You get the most dangerous runs done before lunch. Generally, lunch involves some cocktails. You go back up, we'll get one last couple turns in, right? Next thing you know, you're tumbling down the thing, you're waking up looking like a snowball, and you can't move your right shoulder. Be careful out there. Don't be afraid of the gondola.
The gondola.
Yeah, Mike, it's a gondola that you smoke weed in.
Right.
I'm trying to make it sound cool, not spell it out for the ski patrol.
It's a gondola.
Yeah, yes. The gondola, yeah.
Bitches, Captain Kirk
big
here.
In Jamaica.
I want to throw a happy birthday to Pat, the street light guy, for his 30-second trip around the big light in the sky. Can I get a barbershop face sandwich? And you guys talking all over each other about the joys of Dr. Pepper. Thanks, fellas, and have a kick-ass show.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Those are the top two, I think. Kakabich, all those days, my boyfriend's 36th trip around the Great Ball of Fire. Could you pretty please make Kevin's day super awesome with the dirty Germans talking about sexy kinkiness and dodge demons? Thanks for providing me with over 15 years of happy, happy, joy, joy. Much love, that from the lovely Christina.
Yeah, Christina, you bring up these dodge demons. Tonight, your boyfriend will be dodging my demon.
Yeah, so you know what's fun about demon?
Demon semen?
Yeah, it's from some words. It's going to happen.
You have a demon seed?
Yeah, most of us do over here in Bavaria.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it is the Bavarian way.
Guys, want to get a birthday shout out to Rick Cancel, my husband, my best friend of 14 years. Could have asked for a better man to spend my life with and grow old, though he does have a head start on me. He's 49 today. Our five kids are grown and out of the house. It's just us, and I am loving every minute of it. I both listen every day, even turn your show on radio.com when I get home so we don't miss it. So could I get a Suck It Up cupcake and Leroy Jenkins and Your Penis Is Too Small, because I told him I was going to do that. Thanks, guys. That from Yamie.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
And from earlier, Ola Macholas would like to give a big 50th birthday shout-out to Mike, a.k.a. The Trickler. He's the reason all of us here in Hornell, New York, started listening to your show. We're addicted to it and now would not be able to get through our day here building trains without it playing in the background. Rock on, guys, and how about Your Penis Is Too Small? And maybe the dirty Germans talking about Bush Light and working on old muscle cars. That from Jason, Keith, Tom, the Zero, Skippy, Barnacle Boy, Trey, Trimmer, Ben, and the rest of the crew here in Alstom, New York.
Yeah, I'm not picky. I don't care if the bush is light or the bush is shaggy.
Yeah, so, you know, in St. Louis, they call it the bush lattes.
What's that, in the morning?
No, that's just what you call them. Makes them sound fancier.
Yeah, when you add foam.
Yeah.
That's quite a vision.
Yeah, so you've got to get that foam off with your mouth.
Yeah, it looks like silly string on a tumbleweed.
Guys, happy birthday to my hardworking husband, Kelly. He turns 54 today. Please give him a little kid face sandwich, a Joey Chestnut, and a Your Penis Is Too Small to wish him a happy birthday from Lucas and Kristen.
Fish sandwich!
Joey Chestnut!
And we got a late birthday request. It says, birthday shout out. Oh, what the hell is it? All the guys, my awesome husband, Alex, is turning the big 40 today. He's the rock of our family and an amazing father, a wonderful partner, and has an ass who can still bounce a quarter off. He's a loyal listener of the show, and I know he'd love to get a barbershop quartet fish sandwich, a happy Chinooka, and Coach Ted talking him through the awesome transition into his 40s.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Happy Chinooka.
So he's turning 40?
Yes, indeed.
All right, turning 40. Coach just went through this. It's pretty simple. Things are locked down, so you don't have to throw a party. Maybe hang out with a couple people you like. Keep them on the sidewalk. The other thing Coach has known from the 40s, somebody get you a nice gift, you might cry. If you drink a little too much, even though traditionally you're not a puker, you might puke.
I'm guessing it was the box of meat from DB that made you cry.
Oh, it was not. Somebody got me a cake. Really touched me.
The cake?
The cake did.
Oh, the meat. The meat would make me cry.
That was nice, but that was after the crying bit. And then I puked a day later. Thought I was dying. Get some Rolaids. But other than that, it's been pretty cool.
Good. Happy 40.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Tell you what, the head chef has some good news and bad news for you today.
Uh-oh, okay.
Now, the good news is that this is just a survey. I don't have any scientific facts behind it.
So that's the good news.
Correct.
Okay.
The bad news is some of the things that put you in a bad mood are food you really like. Now, granted, I think there is some science behind that. Obviously, certain things taste good going down, but when they break down in your body, you might feel like crap later.
So they'll put you in a bad mood.
Right.
Eventually.
So basically, the survey was just ask people what foods put them in a good mood, what foods put them in a bad mood. Now, the bad mood foods are the foods we like. The good mood foods, there's also stuff on there you like.
What are you going to start with?
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
I think we should get the bad news first.
Just get it done, man.
All right. The number one... all right, go ahead. People say chips.
Potato chips.
In a bad mood, I'm always happy to eat potato chips.
Chips. White bread.
Oh, come on.
All the good buns.
Cake.
Cake?
How could you be in a bad mood eating cake? You're celebrating something. Oh, well, I guess it didn't make you cry.
In a good cry.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Wasn't I'm alone cry. Candy.
Oh, come on.
Candy is, it's energy. It's sugar.
Miles, hold on for this one. This one's going to hurt. Burgers.
No way. I'm having burgers tonight.
Nice.
He's very excited about it.
I think part of it, too, is people's own mental thing, right?
All right.
So if you're, I don't know, if you're going through a specific phase where you're trying not to eat burgers or you're trying to cut out of red meat, then you eat a burger, maybe you feel guilty about it?
Maybe.
I'm with you. I love a hamburger. Generally, I feel pretty good.
Chips, right. Burgers, right. Candy, yeah. White bread. I'm down with all of this.
Really good, yeah.
Miles, this one will hurt you as well. It's currently happening. Energy drinks.
But it's supposed to pep you up.
It is. I think this is just
going
back.
Yeah, you're peppy and angry.
I think it's going back to the crash of stuff, right? Like sugar highs.
Sure, okay.
Right, because we see it in children easier. I think adults can handle a sugar crash.
We deal with it different, for sure.
Right, whereas children are going to have a meltdown and crap their pants.
That is a fact.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Soda.
Really?
Well, these all sugar crashes to some degree. Carbohydrates, things that make you like slow and sluggish, I guess, maybe.
Alcohol.
Eventually.
Right, that's...
I mean, I'll go through all kinds of ups and downs, depending on what's going on.
I'm grumpy today because I drank so much last night, but I was enjoying it last night.
And he was happy then. See,
I really was.
Yin and the yang.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean,
now you're going to tell us what all the happy foods that make you happy suck, I bet.
Like broccoli.
Yeah, celery.
Some of them you're like, by the way, do you know what people, granted, this is just a survey, but they said was the food that put them in a bad mood.
What? Pizza?
No, we already had pizza.
Oh. Chicken wings?
No. Everybody in here loves these. I love them so much, I try to avoid them. But you got to get them once in a while.
Donuts?
Donuts!
Really?
Donuts.
I know, man.
Come on.
You drink it, or you eat them in the middle, the beginning of the day. So to me, it's like it just gives me energy. I'm going to burn it off. I don't care. All the other things I eat later.
I don't know that I'd say I eat donuts for energy.
Well, I mean, get a Krispy Kreme in you, man. You'll be buzzing around the office for like 10 minutes. Like,
No. You're right, because the sugar.
That's not why I mean.
Like, donuts are a breakfast food, but I don't know that I've ever been like, oh, this will nourish me through the day.
Yes,
it will. It's like, it's Sunday morning. I want some donuts.
It's reverse psychology. You know what I mean? I'm trying to make the most of it. So do you have the good mood foods?
Yeah, these are the foods that put people in a good mood. Now, granted, this might just be arrogance. Maybe you eat this and you're like, oh, I'm a healthy SOB.
Oh, I hate this already.
Melons.
Melon.
I don't mind a melon in the morning.
I don't mind melon at night.
You get melon at night, put the prosciutto wrapped around it, put a little drizzle on it.
Jesus, that sounds good.
It's great.
Apples.
Really?
Every time I eat an apple, it just makes me mad.
I don't know, man. There's some really good apples now.
Wait, you get mad eating apples?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
It's a weird trigger, man.
I have applesauce, maybe, or something else from an apple.
You just don't want to have to
eat the
apple.
What's the last time you ate a regular apple?
That's been a decade, probably.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never even had a Honeycrisp?
I bet I've gotten what the hell are they? A cheese plate that either had sliced apples or sliced pears on.
I never eat that stuff.
All right, well,
I ate all the cheese and everything else.
I bet I've had an apple. But just not like a whole apple in my hand eating it.
Man, I love eating apples and bananas. Probably my two favorite fruits.
I'll go orange every time.
All right, that's fair. Next on the list, oranges.
Okay.
Which, you're right. Every time you eat an orange, you're like, I should eat more oranges.
Yeah.
I think they just smell good.
Would you get a good one, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody chimed in. Maybe Thrill is always angry because this list is his entire diet. You might be onto something.
Next on the list, salmon.
Omega-3s, good protein, healthy.
Yeah, but does it put you in a good mood when you're eating it?
I think you just are happy that you chose the fish instead of the pork chop.
Right.
Well, and some salmon's delicious. Generally, it's blackened.
I like smoked salmon on my bagel, but that's it.
I like raw salmon, smoked salmon. Yeah. I just like salmon.
I don't like it cooked, though.
That's so weird.
Smoke it, do it raw. I don't know what it is. Once you cook it, I'm like, I do not want to eat this ass.
Blackened salmon Caesar salad?
Apparently, I was a grizzly bear in my former life.
Had some salmon sashimi this week, actually.
Nice. Eggs.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, these
I'd rather have the burger.
These foods are healthier. I just don't know that they, I would say they put me in a good mood.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing inherently wrong with any of these foods, but, like, if I'm eating a burger, I'm very happy to be eating a burger.
Yeah.
If I'm eating an apple, I'm pissed than the doctor's making.
If I'm eating an egg, I'm like, where's the bacon and toast?
Yogurt makes the list of foods that put you in a good mood. Berries.
Just any berries, just random berries.
Yeah, these will put you in a good mood, honey.
I had a guy named Barry once in college.
Remember Barry in Vegas?
Yeah. Also a good TV show.
I have not watched
Barry.
Yeah.
Grapes.
I guess.
I ate Barry's grapes once in college.
Dark chocolate?
Yes.
That's a good one, finally.
Yeah.
I do like, the older I get, the more I love dark chocolate.
You toffee guy yet? Being with your English fascination?
I go back and forth on toffee.
Come on, man. Do the toffee
Toffee's
game.
Pretty strong, man.
It is. But I did have some of that Harvey's, like, toffee popcorn. Oh, sorry, everybody. Over the break. It was delicious.
That was not one of his...
I know. Not one of your two guys.
Right. It was free. The building I live in gave it to me. And then number one on the list...
sorry.
COVID. Which I'm kind of surprised at, because this can make some people crash. Coffee.
Really?
Well... I mean, that's good enough. I think you just need that cup of coffee in the morning and all that stuff. So,
to my shock, I'm not really a morning person. And when I'm drinking my coffee, I don't know that it improves my mood at all.
Ted, have you reached the stage yet where you have to have a cup of coffee in the morning?
So I drink a cup every day of the week, but it's funny. Sometimes on the weekend, I don't. And then around 1, I'm like, like, oh, yeah, we didn't drink coffee.
I'm the same. I don't drink coffee on the weekend.
Yeah, well... But I do get coffee on the weekend. Then we're getting lattes.
I did have some of that peanut butter whiskey and put
some coffee.
In some coffee.
It's a game changer, bro.
Oh my god!
It's screwball. Really,
you guys were not kidding.
No,
it's unreal.
It's like, okay, I'm on that train, not the air fryer yet. But I'm telling you, when you guys mentioned that, I was like, I'm gonna get a coffee with this thing in it.
It is really, really good.
Oh my!
Then I'm in a good mood drinking my coffee. That's booze in it, and it tastes great.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You're in the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now, but first a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman that moved to Bali and wrote a book recommending that others do the same is being deported for not paying her taxes, among other things.
Jeez.
Damn. Especially Bali, man. It's
right.
Can I at least stay here, you know?
Crime.
Pay my taxes, let me stay.
Wonder why she left.
Yeah.
Too many taxes. A top professional gamer has been forced into retirement at the age of 25.
What did
why?
He do?
Broke his thumb.
Oh, no way.
Well, it said a thumb injury. I shouldn't say that he broke it, but a thumb injury.
Had he already made enough money?
That's a question, Ted. I don't know.
That must be like arthritic.
You think?
From being able to play.
Been at 25, I mean, how do you damage your thumb that bad?
Because you've been playing that much.
Yeah.
It's like any other injury.
I'm just wondering what game that he was playing. Maybe it was a console game. Maybe he was working the joystick a little bit too hard.
Maybe he just hit it with a hammer.
Yeah, that could be.
That's always that. He's hanging a picture.
Just thinking, like, if it's a PC game, like on the computer, the thumb shouldn't really play in too much, depending on what thumb it was.
All right, about like Xbox, PlayStation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
You know when you come home after bowling and your hand hurts and your wrist hurts and all that?
Right.
Same thing.
A little carpal tunnel action.
Yeah.
Wonder if he'll ever come out of retirement.
Oh, he will.
He's 25, man. He's still young. He's in the game.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
You'll be competing.
Again, unless it got smashed by something.
That's true.
Shattered.
So negative.
Well, like, I mean, that's why, like, in a lot of sports contracts, it's like you can't go play this other sport you like in the office.
Can't do that, right.
Gotcha. 82% of parents say that they try to raise their children to be confident. I'm a little bit interested in the 18%.
You're worthless.
Right.
Jeez. They don't need confidence.
You never got the janitor comment when you were a kid?
No.
I got it from teachers, principals.
I got the dishwasher comment. Then, oddly, my first job was a dishwasher. Made my dad proud.
All righty. Be confident. The mystery about the person on a jetpack flying over LAX has been solved. It was likely just a drone that looks like a person.
Oh. All right.
So no flying people now.
Right.
That's a letdown.
Well, you know, if you got somebody with a jetpack flying over an airport, that's a little bit concerning.
That certainly is.
A drone over an airport is near as concerning. We're fine. A man in South Africa got dumped by his girlfriend, but then hit the lottery for $4 million on the same day.
Yeah.
Man. Guess who came crawling back?
I wondered. Like, that's one that I kind of want to work on just to see what the follow-up to that story was.
He's getting a lot of tail.
That's right.
$4 million. That'd be pretty nice.
Damn, man. Police in Lincoln have received 7 reports about a naked man in a Toyota. 7 reports.
This guy again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's back.
Well, he keeps doing it.
Right.
I mean, they've arrested him. They let him go. And then later the same day, he's doing it.
Exactly.
We know it's you because you own a Toyota. You're always naked. And everyone sees you all the time.
Right. Just put your clothes on before you get in the car. What's wrong with you?
Right. That's the only traffic law you're violating is the fact that you're naked.
I just like to be naked in the car. Dozens of people in Kentucky thought that they won tens of thousands of dollars in the lottery because of a typo on the tickets.
Oh, that's not cool.
No.
That's not cool at all. Hardcore. It's all where Powerball, someone in Maryland won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out in Western Maryland.
Yeah, man. What was it like?
700 and some million bucks.
Million dollars, yeah, man.
Could you imagine? I mean, I'm never even close on the numbers when I buy that thing.
No.
I don't even match one.
I always hate it.
No, because, I mean, if you, like, right, sometimes I'll get, like, one, but that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got that close to being, like, a number away, I think you'd still win a ton of money.
Yeah, you do.
Right? It's got to be hundreds of thousands.
Always check the barcode. Always, always, always. I don't even care, man. I don't care if none of the numbers match up. Go in there and scan that barcode.
Uh-huh.
If it says no, then you already knew.
Then you could be like the story you just read, where thousands of tickets screwed up. And all of a sudden, you think you quit your job, you tell your wife you want a divorce and to go to hell and walk out, and next thing you know,
your ticket didn't hit.
Yeah.
A surgeon in Saudi Arabia had a fatal heart attack while in the middle of an operation.
Damn.
The surgeon did?
The surgeon did.
What happened to the patient?
That's a good question, Ted.
Yeah, you gotta wonder, like, what is protocol at that point?
Right, do they have a backup on deck?
Well, he's not dead. Because he would say in the story that the patient died as well.
Oh, that's fair.
That might be the follow-up.
I was sitting here like, Miles, I said a fatal heart attack. That kind of means he's dead.
Yeah. It doesn't say the patient.
Oh, God.
Well, the good news is if you need to harvest any organs, he's right there.
That's right.
Luckily, they're a match.
A new study ranked the best states to live in if you love fast food, and they've even given us the top states to live in for all the 10 chains that they looked at. And good news for you guys, I got the list right here.
So the 10 best states to live in
if you like fast food.
Correct. So, you know what, just real quick, just for funsies here, do you know what the number one state is if you love fast food?
Ohio.
Ohio, Miles and a guess?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, Mr. Hill?
New Jersey.
Funny enough, Hawaii. Huh. 98 fast food places for every 100,000 people.
Hmm.
That kind of makes sense.
So I'm guessing it kind of looks at the population there. There's a handful of fast food restaurants there. It's followed by New York, Maryland, Nevada, and Ohio.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, Maryland for sure.
So here are the top states to live in per fast food chain. So if you're a Dunkin' fan, if you like Dunkin' Donuts, for those of you that that remember back in them days, so what state would you want to live in if you were all about the Dunkin'?
Massachusetts.
I was going to say New York or Pennsylvania.
Not bad. So they give you the top three
there.
New
Jersey.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire.
Yeah, they own the Northeast.
No kidding.
I mean, Dunkin's all up and down the East Coast, but I mean, you ever notice after a Patriots game, like, Dunkin's always their sponsor?
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Yep, good call.
Yeah, and as I say, the fast food, Hawaii, like, Maryland has a lot of fast food.
And almost nothing else.
Number 9, Starbucks. Where do you want to go if you want to have some Starbucks?
Washington.
Fair.
California.
Okay.
What's wrong?
Any other guesses? They give me the top three for all of them.
California,
Washington, Colorado, and Nevada.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're really overpriced in Nevada, especially when you get into Vegas.
Everything in Vegas is overpriced.
The thing is, Colorado and Nevada have sun.
Number 8, Dairy Queen. If you want to go to a Dairy Queen, where do you need to go?
Dairy Queen. I will say Florida.
Okay.
Because it's hot.
Right.
Somewhere like North Carolina,
okay. West Virginia.
Okay.
Miles, I'm going to say somewhere in the Midwest.
Miles, you're absolutely right. As far as your logic goes, however, it's completely wrong. Ted, you're absolutely right. It is the Midwest.
Yeah, I think it started in the Midwest.
North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. So let's go to the coldest states other than Alaska around here.
I was thinking warm weather.
They have our ice cream. Well done, everybody. How about Wendy's? Where do you need to go for a Wendy's? If
Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
Because Dave Thomas is from Ohio.
That's wrong.
The surrounding area, Pennsylvania, West Virginia.
Okay. Top three for Wendy's: West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. You almost ran it.
So close.
You almost ran it. Number 6 of the top states to live in for all the 10 chains that these people looked at. Number 6 is Subway. Where do you want to go for Subway?
Ooh, that's a good one. The Subways are everywhere.
They are, man. They're the sneaky one.
But I don't know. I'm feeling like Maryland, Virginia.
I'd say Maryland again, as there was a ton of Subways even where I grew up.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, so the top three for Subway: South Dakota, Wyoming, Miles coming back home, West Virginia.
Hmm.
I like the Subway sandwiches.
I am terrible at this game.
Subway was a staple growing up.
I'm a fan of Subway. We went there all the time when I was.
Remember when Subway used to cut a boat out of the bread? So they would cut down and like they would take the top off. They would put all the ingredients down in the bread, and then they would put the little bread thing back on top of the sandwich.
That's before they got busy. Mm-hmm. And once business started seriously,
before
that
everyone
cut
started cutting their hands.
Well, like my dad would get pissed if we went to Subway. He's like, "I don't even know how to cut their bread." I'm dead serious. That was a massive deal.
Top states to live in for Burger King.
Ooh. All right, thinking about the king.
Where are they having it their way?
I'm going to say Michigan.
Michigan. Miles in a guess.
New York.
New York. Mr. Hill.
Pennsylvania.
Top three for Burger King. Miles, once again, West Virginia, Alabama, and Louisiana. They don't have any better food in Louisiana than Burger King.
I'm sure I'm still really, guys?
In Alabama, for that matter.
Alabama doesn't shock me. But if I was in Louisiana, I'd go to Crystal's.
It's like a White Castle.
Tiny little burger.
In all fairness to Alabama, once you get below about Montgomery or Birmingham, you're closer to the Gulf of Mexico. So their food traditionally is steamed shrimp, oysters, clams, fish. I mean, it's basically the bayou. So if you go north, you're basically in Tennessee. But
best states to live in if you like Domino's.
You know what? This is going to be sacrilege, but I'm going to say New York. Even though they're famous for the pizza, I bet Domino's, there's a lot of them there. And then I'm going to say California, and I'm sticking with Michigan.
Ohio.
I'm going to say somewhere like Oklahoma.
Top three for Domino's: Wyoming, New Mexico out of left field, and North Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah, North Carolina, not really known for their pizza.
Not so much.
barbecue, stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like a lot of the last three here. We got KFC, Taco Bell, and McDonald's coming up. So number three, the top states to live in for KFC.
Now this is the amount of them per person?
Let's see what it says. By looking at how many fast food places there were per capita.
All right, so what are we on again?
Maryland.
KFC.
Maryland, Georgia, and Hawaii.
I got this.
What do you got?
Kentucky.
Okay.
Because it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
There you go. Right.
Tennessee. Okay. And Ohio.
Okay. Ted, your guesses?
I'm going to go with Miles and say Kentucky.
Okay.
Georgia.
Okay.
North Dakota.
Top three for KFC. You guys are right with Kentucky. Mississippi.
Okay.
All right. And West Virginia.
All right.
What is going on down
Jimmy,
there, Miles?
Why don't you go get a bucket every Sunday?
Is it because there's so many places or lack of people?
It's I'm because not talking people trash. Love fried chicken, and that's the only chain available. There was one called Church's.
Right,
that kind of went out of business. So they don't really have Popeyes, Bojangles, any of that stuff.
But if you want
But I'm saying they seem to show up on every fast food list.
That's the only thing there is to eat there. That's why I had such an affinity for fast food.
They weren't even in the top five for the places to, if you loved fast food, but they have everything.
When higher up stuff started rolling in, people lost their mind. Like, Texas Roadhouse is coming! Texas Road! They'd run screaming it through the streets like Paul Revere.
Okay, how about Taco Bell? The top states for Taco Bell.
I would go Colorado.
Colorado. Which number, like New Mexico and Arizona?
California, Colorado, and Washington State.
I'm going.
Stoner states.
I'm going.
Not bad.
West Virginia.
Okay.
Taco Bell. West Virginia. Florida, Maryland.
Okay, your top states for Taco Bell. Indiana.
All right.
Missouri. And Arkansas.
We weren't really? Even close.
Nope, not even close at all.
I've sucked at all of these. I'm terrible.
It's a tough game.
It is a tough game, man. So here's the number one. This is McDonald's. The top places that you want to go if you love to eat yourself some McDonald's.
McDonald's is the number one restaurant of West Virginia. I know that for a fact volume-wise.
Okay.
So I'll say West Virginia.
I'll say Montana.
Okay.
And Wyoming again. Wyoming.
I will say, every state that is in the top three here, we have mentioned already on this list.
Okay. All right. I will say this. Every small town in West Virginia has two things. They have a McDonald's.
Okay.
And they have a Hardee's, which is the equivalent of Carl's Jr. on the East Coast.
Right.
That's it. They might not have anything else. But at that exit, at that stop, right, they have those two establishments everywhere.
Okay. So, here are your top three for McDonald's. You have Kentucky.
Okay.
Arkansas.
Right.
Miles nailed it, West Virginia.
Dude, even like Deep Creek Lake, they only have a fast food joint. It's a McDonald's
right. And everything else is Michelin there, so you get the idea.
Well, at least you know what you're getting, man.
Michelin rated, sure.
There's no question. There's no what do you want to eat.
Talk about tires.
Right.
Which McDonald's do you want to go to? This one or the good one?
Oh.
I want
you to know, you say that, but when you live in certain cities, you have to decide which McDonald's you're going to.
Not the double-decker on the east part of D.C. there when you're getting onto 50.
Yeah, on New York Avenue.
Yeah.
By the way, Miles, if you're looking for a Church's Chicken, there's one right outside the Lewis McChord Air Force Base.
Yeah, man.
So, you know what? And there's also a Popeyes down there.
There is indeed.
Right by DuPont.
Yeah, it's great. A woman in Brisbane that was just settling into her new home got an interesting sight in her neighbor's yard.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.